She's gonna have a baby.
Gonna have a baby. Have you ever heard PG? Have you ever heard real old people sometimes say, well, she's laid up or she broke a leg?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay. If you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby,
Midwife.
Okay. And if a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy what?
Takes after his father.
Takes after. What about if they have sort of the same mannerisms? Maybe don't necessarily look alike, but they sort of act alike.
I guess I say he acts like his father.
Acts like. Would you use takes after maybe there too?
Takes after
his father?
Yeah.
What about if he's picked up only his daddy's bad habits?
Just like your father.
Okay. Let's say a mother has looked after three children until they're grown up. Then you'd say she has what? Three children?
Raised.
And if a kid's been real naughty, you say, you better watch out or you're going to get a
whipping.
Okay. Would you, now sometimes people use a different pronunciation if they're talking about, you know, if you're going to whip up some whipped cream, you know, and then if you're going to whip a kid, they use a different pronunciation. Do you do that or have you heard other people?
I say whip.
Okay. Let me see. And if one of the kids is 5 inches taller this year, you might say he what?
Grew.
Okay. And then over the last year he has
grown.
Okay. And it seems every year he
grows.
Okay. And a child that's born to an unmarried woman is a
illegitimate.
Okay. Other names for that? Have you heard other names for that?
Love child.
Love child?
Yeah.
Okay.
Love child.
Okay. Then your brother's son would be called your
nephew.
Okay. And let me see. My mother's sister, she would be what?
Your aunt.
Okay. And a common name for a girl beginning with M is?
Mary.
Okay. And a nickname for a little boy whose name is William?
William? Bill.
Okay. And let me see. In Charleston. You ever go to Charleston?
Mm-hmm.
Did I ask you that?
I don't know. I don't remember.
If you go down there, you know, you drive and if you go, let's say, along 17, you go, first you go over the Ashley River, and then the other one is the, two rivers there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
The name.
Okay, let me see if I can. Okay. What about a family name, familiar family name that begins with C?
Clark?
Okay. Cooper?
Oh, Cooper.
Yeah.
Okay. Cooper River.
Yeah. Yeah. If you were talking to a married woman and that was her last name, you'd call her?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay.
We have a Mrs. Cooper in the office.
Okay. Let me see. If you're talking about a preacher that's not very well trained and doesn't have a regular place where he preaches, and usually they're not even very good. Go ahead.
Traveling preacher.
They've really been keeping you hopping today, huh?